Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Tiana Lawrence back on the show. Tiana is a four-year member of our Brain Trust. She is a crypto expert. She wrote the book Blockchain for Dummies. And I'm telling you, folks, as I've said many times before, I get a lot of books in here. She didn't send me her book. I bought it. I found it. I bought it. I bought a bunch of them. I'm still giving them away to people to help them understand it. It's the only book in my library that I've done like that, except for my own, of course, because it's a really important book. If you want to know about blockchain, you got to know about Tiana Lawrence and her book, Blockchain for Dummies. Tiana, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Tiana, I'll just set you up by reminding people that Bitcoin, which as of yesterday was around $54,000 each, is a cryptocurrency that rides on blockchain. Blockchain is not a new technology, but it is a technology Satoshi Nakamoto, the guy who allegedly created Bitcoin, used to put Bitcoin on. So that's the connection, is Bitcoin and blockchain are intertwined. Blockchain has a life of its own outside of cryptocurrency, as Tiana talks about in her book. But I want you to talk to us about Bitcoin and see if you can help people understand, help me understand what's going on right now. What do you think?
Yeah, happy to. So I think it might be hard for people to understand how last year we were sitting under 20,000, and then this year we're looking at over 50.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I'm sort of confronted with these things that kind of make me scratch my head, I go back to the core fundamentals. And so when we think about value, a core fundamental of any kind of value is belief. We have to believe it has value. And the why we believe is always different depending on the type of asset and the market conditions and things like that. These are sort of like the environmental factors that will influence our belief, but it is first we have to believe. And then when you think about like how many people need to believe in something, again, it's at least two. Mm-hmm. But the more people that believe in something, it drives that value because that then correlates to the amount of resources that are available.
Well, and it's very similar. It's very similar to an auction. Everybody listening has been to an auction where something, a piece of land or a piece of art or a piece of, or an antique, went for a price nobody thought that it would go for, but there were two people in the auction who wanted it. And they believed that it was worth that to them, and that's what happened, right? What do you think?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And there's another characteristic about that kind of market that is also true. Those two people can see right in front of them that painting or maybe that piece of land, and they know that it's real, they know that it's just that one, and it's a limited resource, mm-hmm. and that's one of those drivers of that value. It's mm-hmm. not that they can get another one and then that then drive down right. the value because both parties could have
it's
one.
It's the opposite of a commodity.
Yeah, right. Commodities are sort of like resources that we can sort of like put on and off depending on like the cost of production.
And make another one just like it. Go ahead.
Exactly. It's completely indistinguishable. So when we're looking at Bitcoin, I think back to its inception, which was back in the financial recession that we went through during 2008.
Right. Yep.
And it came out of this idea of, like, what are the core problems that, like, led up to that particular situation. And Bitcoin was a proposed solution to that, as a white paper.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are in another black swan event where, again, we are questioning the value of traditional systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that is some of the core drivers. Right.
So now you're making a really important point here, folks. We're going to a break in a second, but I want to crystallize this, and then we'll talk about it some more after the break. I've been trying to find out where's the pressure coming from, and what's the motivation, what's the goal? And Tiana is saying, and one of the things I have thought a lot about is how many institutions we've either lost or are diminishing in value to us over the last 30 years. Been about 30 years we've been losing institutions, and I think Tiana is saying Bitcoin is the pressure behind that is being found in Bitcoin. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.